Now, last week we were looking at a big rail disaster in South Woodham, or Witham, I should say. But now you're off to South Woodham Ferrers, I believe.
Yeah, Margaret. I do get around, don't I?
Indeed.
And this is South Woodham Ferrers in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
I've sort of put a question mark with this one. Was it a new town? Question mark. Now, some people say, yeah, South Woodham Ferrers was a new town. But when you compare it to somewhere rather larger, like Basildon or Harlow, there are many that will say, no, you can't call it a new town. But in 1975, South Woodham, let's say, expanded considerably. Well, 1975 was when engineering work started. It was planned from about the late 60s, 1970-ish.
Mm.
What I think most of us don't realise about South Woodham Ferrers is it was quite a small community at one time. And in fact, we're told that up to 1913, that name was not used at all. There was a railway station and there was a small community in the area of the station, but it was known as Woodham Fen.
Oh, right.
And this community, there was also a plotlands development there where agricultural land had been sold off, usually by one or more large landowners in small plots.
Yeah.
And people, like they did at plotlands in Basildon and Dunton, which are always the areas we think of connected with plotlands, people bought a small plot and they erected perhaps a holiday chalet on it for their family to come to in the summer. Well, similar happened in the South Woodham Ferrers area. But the community grew, and by the 1930s, certainly there were amenities there to cater for the people who lived in this area. In fact, we're told that there was a thriving village hall with a women's institute.
Right.
So, you know, there was a community there. In the late 60s, 1970, it was decided to expand this community and to build extra houses and commercial premises to turn it into a small town. And so the government gave a considerable amount of money to enable the local authority to buy up land in the area. I don't know what the total acreage was that they bought, but certainly they bought land in and around the area, including the plotlands areas as well. And this, of course, would be earmarked for the new housing estates, the new town centre, and the commercial facilities of South Woodham Ferrers. And perhaps the finishing touch to the building of South Woodham Ferrers came in 1981 when our present Queen visited, and that was probably the time when South Woodham Ferrers really got its spurs as a quote new town. But is it a new town or isn't it a new town? The jury's out. You can decide.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thank you.
So what are you going to be looking at next week then?
I'm going to be looking at a lady called Mary Bosanquet, subsequently Mary Fletcher, who was a benefactor, an Essex benefactor.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.